Trump arrives in France to attend G7 summit. VIN, France, U.S. President Donald Trump arrived in France on June 15 to participate in the annual G7 summit. His visit comes just hours after he announced that the United States had reached a deal with Iran to end the conflict following weeks of intense negotiations. Leaders of the world's seven largest advanced economies are gathering in the French spa town of Avion-les-Bains from June 15 to June 17 for the summit. Trump is expected to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron shortly after his arrival, followed by an official greeting and a working dinner with all leaders. The G7 comprises the United States, the UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. The summit is being held at the Avion Resort, a 47-acre property set on private wooded grounds overlooking Avion-les-Bains and Lake Geneva. The venue previously hosted the G8 summit in 2003 during the presidency of George W. Bush. Trump first landed at Geneva Airport in Switzerland at 3:56 p.m. local time. He then took Marine One to Evian, and his motorcade reached the resort at about 4:57 p.m. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Trade Representative Jamison Greer, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, and National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett were among those who traveled with the president on Air Force One. On Sunday evening, Trump announced that the United States and Iran had reached an initial agreement to end the war. He said that the critical Strait of Hormuz would reopen to global shipping traffic. Ships are starting to move, many loaded up with oil, out of the Strait of Hormuz, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social while en route to France. They are going along the Southern Highway, which is totally safe, secure, and pristine. There are other areas of travel also. Trump also announced that he had authorized the immediate removal of the U.S. naval blockade in the region. Additional details of the agreement were not immediately released. Ships of the world, start your engines. Let the oil flow. Trump wrote on Truth Social when announcing the deal. A signing ceremony is scheduled to be held in Switzerland on June 19. It's unclear whether Trump will extend his stay in Europe to attend the signing ceremony. He is currently scheduled to depart on June 17, following the conclusion of the summit. Vice President J.D. Vance told Fox News that he plans to attend the signing ceremony. "I certainly plan to be there, but it's possible the president himself could be there," he said. "We'll figure it out today." Trump departed the White House at approximately 3 a.m. on June 15 after attending a UFC championship fight held on the White House grounds to celebrate both America's 250th birthday and his own 80th. During the three-day summit, the newly announced agreement with Iran and the war in Ukraine are expected to be among the central topics of discussion. Trump is set to join a leaders' meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and engage in one-on-one talks with Middle Eastern leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Packed schedule. On June 16, the president will join a working session with G7 leaders and Zelensky, then hold bilateral meetings with the Emir of Qatar and the President of the United Arab Emirates. Later, G7 leaders will have a working lunch with Arab leaders, followed by a session on international investment partnerships. The day will end with a social dinner and a cultural performance. On June 17, Trump will take part in talks about economic growth. He will then hold bilateral meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Later, the president will join a working lunch on innovation and artificial intelligence with other G7 leaders, outreach partners, and technology executives. Trump will then attend a dinner hosted by Macron at the Palace of Versailles before leaving France that night. Here's what to watch for at this year's summit. Iran deal. A key focus will be the specifics of the new deal with Iran and its implementation to restore maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. Many questions remain regarding the future of sanctions on Iran, including whether they will be lifted at all, when any relief might take effect, and whether sanctions would be removed in phases rather than all at once. There is also the issue of frozen Iranian assets that could potentially be released as part of the deal. The timing, amount, and specific mechanisms for any asset release remain unclear. During a call with reporters on June 13, a senior administration official said that the United States expects G7 countries to help in the next phase, which involves clearing mines from the Strait of Hormuz. The official noted that although the United States has the capacity to conduct demining operations, support from G7 countries would help restore the waterway more quickly. In April, the UK and France announced that they had established an international coalition to conduct mine clearance operations as soon as conditions permit following a sustainable ceasefire agreement. Ukraine war. Trump will also discuss efforts to end the war in Ukraine with other G7 leaders. European leaders think the war is now turning in Ukraine's favor, which could create a new opportunity to restart peace talks. Ukraine is in a different position, Ursula von der Leyen said at a press conference in Evian on June 15. Ukraine is holding the front line and even partially regaining territory. She also praised the speed at which Ukraine is becoming a top producer of advanced military equipment. On the other hand, Russia is feeling the strain and pressure. Our sanctions are biting and cutting deep, she added. Future of NATO. Questions surrounding NATO are also likely to emerge during summit discussions. U.S. officials played down media reports of major tensions between Washington and its European allies. They said there is a broad consensus on the need for greater burden sharing within NATO and on strengthening NATO's defense industrial base. We're very happy with some of the burden shifting that's going on, and we need to see more of it, one official said. Trump recently criticized NATO members for their lack of support in the Iran war and efforts to reopen the strait. It is a large, complex world with a lot of challenges, the official added. The United States can't be the lead in every single region of the world. Trump is also expected to travel to Turkey next month to join the NATO summit in Ankara. Global trade, relations with Canada. Trade is expected to be another major area of discussion. The administration official praised France for putting global trade imbalances on the summit agenda. The official said that ongoing trade disputes are mainly caused by countries with large surpluses, especially China and, to some extent, the European Union. It's encouraging to see the rest of the world finally coming around and wanting to tackle this issue, the official said. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney will also attend the summit. The U.S. Mexico-Canada agreement talks between Washington and Ottawa are ongoing. The administration doesn't expect major breakthroughs on that issue during the summit. Trump also plans to talk about artificial intelligence with G7 leaders, focusing on promoting its adoption, streamlining regulations, and supporting energy abundance, according to the White House. Tom Gantert and Joseph Lord contributed to this report.